You're listening to an official recording of the New York City Police Department.
Since the NYPD began partnering with prominent black clergy last year to help address crime in the most afflicted Brooklyn communities, the program has seen considerable success. Hundreds of handguns have been turned into police at anonymous collection drives in churches. The suspect in a fatal shooting in another state surrendered after his sister contacted a bishop in the NYPD clergy task force. Young people have been offered job training resources and mediation workshops. Another group has grown out of the partnership as well.
Grandmother's love?
Over violence!
Not over violence!
They are Grandmother's Love, L-O-V for Love Over Violence, a support and mentorship group developed by Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and NYPD Chief of Housing Joanne Jaffe, along with Deputy Inspectors Juanita Holmes and Charlene Brown. Reverend Stephanie Bethea has been involved with the group since its founding.
Yes. We thank you, Father God, for the NYPD. We thank you, Lord, for Chief Jaffe and our staff, Inspector Brown, Inspector Holmes, and all those that work behind the scene in the kitchen.
Initially, when we started, we wanted to start with a small group so that we can get the pilot program off and running. And before we knew anything, it was like fire to cotton and it spread.
On its first anniversary this November, more than 50 women, mostly over age 50, gathered to celebrate at Mount Zion Church in Crown Heights. Someone made corsages, another brought cupcakes. But this is not a tea party. Dozens of grandmothers gather regularly to listen to guest speakers from the police department, community assistance organizations, and social service programs. They learn from each other on how to protect and help their grandchildren, their neighbors, and themselves.
You have a blessed one. Love you.
Inez Rodriguez heads the tenant association in her housing development in East New York.
We're not talking about youngs. There's grandparents that are here 70-something years old and everything that are going through something with grandkids that the kids, after they're grown, they leave them on them. And then some of the kids could be violent. They take their money. They make them go sometimes take over their own apartment. They even take over their own apartment and lock them in. Well, with this program, you're not alone. That's what I say. This program is a blessing.
That's Clara Woods in the background. She has two granddaughters and two grandsons.
My grandchildren were all born under my roof.
When her daughter became the victim of domestic violence, putting Clara's daughter and grandchildren at risk, she called the NYPD.
Not only did they help me, they interceded when my daughter was locked physically in her apartment and could not get out to safety. They helped me to bring my grandchildren back with me until they relocated my daughter in the state that she's in. And if it was not for this program, I physically would have had a nervous breakdown.
Reverend Bethea.
We're able to get referrals and resources here for the grandmothers who either through violence or through drugs or through some other horrible means, they're raising their grandchildren now. And some of them never thought that they would be raising grandchildren again.
And now my daughter and my grandchildren are there in a safe home and are A students and involved in the church and everything. So I'm really grateful to this program.
I encouraged them and I said, and call Chief Jaffe or Inspector Holmes or Inspector Brown. So they called right back to them and they see that they don't have to worry about being alone. There's someone there to look out for them.
They keep up with what's going on with them. They don't just bring you in this program for namesake
You're not alone.
No.
We wanted to empower the grandmothers so that they would be able to go on because they are a pillar of strength in the communities and they're continuously learning how to keep their grandchildren out of the street.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
Amen. Grandmothers LOV and the Brooklyn Clergy NYPD Task Force meet every month. More information is available through the NYPD Community Affairs Bureau.
Thank you for listening. This has been an official recording of the New York City Police Department. The NYPD is on iTunes. Search for Inside the NYPD under podcasts and get both our audio and video editions.